Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to National Lazy Day. We'll talk about that. It's also S'more Day. That's delicious. And we've got to try a Tuesday coming up later on this morning that'll absolutely be delicious right here in our parking lot. We're going to bring in an ice cream truck. This is going to be cool. Stay with us all morning long. I don't know if you heard at 6 o'clock, maybe your eyes were half awake. Mark Lawrence read that story about people that were trapped in an elevator while it was filling with water, but everybody got out safe. Now, here's the deal. Sometimes it's a news story, but sometimes it's just plain stupid. And we don't do stupid news here. We call it, and there it is. And this could definitely be a chapter in the Morgan in the Morning, and there it is, book of stupidity. What Mark didn't report in that story is those people went down in an elevator to the basement that was filling with water just to see what it looked like. Now, think about that. You're in a box with a door with a split down the middle, and you're going down underwater to see what it looks like. This is not a smart idea.
We got into the elevator, and we actually wanted to just see what the basement looked like. We didn't really know what was going to happen. We never thought of anything of it. So as we were going down, the elevator just shook and stopped, and water just started gushing in. I just tried to remain calm. Or really panicking.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to try to do something about it, so I just knew I had to remain calm.
Yeah, you remained calm because it was your stupid idea. Your friends are panicking because they went along with you. I wish I had the music rolling underneath me and announcer guy to say, and there it is. Hey, Jimmy Fallon's back. A late night soundbite coming up in just a bit. He'll talk about the Olympics. It's good to have Jimmy back on the radio in the morning. And again, we'll talk about S'mores Day.
Hey, you want a s'more? S'more what?
No, you want a s'more.
I haven't had anything yet. So how can I have some more of nothing? You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Here's another quick tip of things you can do on a hot work day.
Okay.
In the morning, put a graham cracker, Hershey's chocolate, and a marshmallow on your dashboard.
Oh?
Go out at lunchtime, get in your car, and waiting for you, s'mores. Plus, your car will smell great.
Oh, wow.
This has been another quick tip of things to do on a hot work day.
Okay, I'll try that. I like my cars. Can I put like a paper plate down on the dashboard, or do I actually have to put the graham cracker, chocolate, and marshmallow on the dash itself? It's been hot. Do you have one of those inside temperature gauges in your vehicle and you get in your car after work and you see it's 99 degrees before you start the car and turn on the AC, of course? 99 degrees. Hey, today's high is about 90, so you know inside your vehicle it'll be just as hot. We'll check that AccuWeather coming up when we check news, sports, and AccuWeather. We posted up on the 94KX Facebook page really early this morning. What's your idea of lazy? I'll tell you what my idea is. Any day like today, okay? I'm tired of these days. With temperatures in the 90s, I'm not a heat person. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, when winter comes around, you'll be complaining about the cold. No, I won't. I honestly won't. I don't mind winter weather. I don't mind winter. I love spring. I love fall. I like summer until it drags on. And let me tell you, this one has drug on because it's been like August weather since June. Temperatures in the 90s in Pennsylvania, I just don't think it belongs, you know? And plus the humidity heat. Ugh. I have to change my clothes. I'm an old guy. I have to change my shirt constantly. Please don't let me go into details there, okay? I'm just telling you, it's just too hot. So we posted up at his National Lazy Day. What's your idea of lazy? I would say air conditioning. Air conditioning. Yes. News is next. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, Monday. Next Monday is National Roller Coaster Day, and every year we like to celebrate it a little early by giving you the chance to win yourself a Knoebels coaster pack. Now, what is a coaster pack? you might ask? Well, it's a pack full of tickets that'll get you a free ride on all the coasters. Makes sense, right? The Twister, the Phoenix, the Flying Turns, and the Impulse. Now that's cool. Let's go.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Quick to the phone. We'll take caller one on the Ford Fun Line to grab yourself that coaster pack from Knoebels. Morgan in the Morning, still to come, viral comedy. Not one, not two, but three cuts for you.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Here we go. Just listen to the sound, and like the man said, look it up later. First viral comedy of the day is just so cute. It's a video of a kid trying to get through a pack of ducks that seem to be following, but he seems to think it's his problem, so he's trying to be excused.
Whoa, excuse me, Doc. Excuse me.
You can say excuse me all you want, little guy.
Excuse me.
Those ducks are following you and surrounding you. Now he's getting annoyed. So watch the entire video later when you get to work and you get a minute or two. It's kind of funny. This is not so funny. Your neighborhood Karen being upset because you hung up a Tigger flag.
I want to talk about this Tigger flag.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay, why not?
I thought the American flag was real nice.
Uh-huh.
But now, I don't like that.
Oh, okay, I didn't hang that. My brother hung that.
This I know. I'm just telling you, I don't like it.
Too bad, lady.
We have rules.
Get the hell off my porch.
Association, though.
I'm just saying, I don't like it.
All right.
It makes it look tacky.
It doesn't, but it's okay. You're allowed your opinion.
I'm going to find out about it.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Now, that goes on, but it's kind of funny because the lady who hung the Tigger flag, or maybe her brother did, very polite to this neighborhood Karen who wants an American flag hung from the porch instead of the Tigger flag. And what's wrong with Winnie the Pooh? Come on, lady, lighten up. And plus, it's not your porch. Final viral comedy of the day isn't really funny. It's actually very cool. Listen carefully.
I get up and nothing gets me down.
Someone mashed up Hank Williams with a Van Halen vocal track. So it is funny, I guess. I don't know.
Baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches and get to what's real.
Now, that whoever did this mashup, and you can look it up again. That's why we call it viral comedy. They matched that instrumentation from Hank Williams with Van Halen's jump just perfectly. It's today's edition. Might as well jump.
Might as well jump.
All right, maybe you don't think it's as funny as I do, Van Halen fans, but it's today's viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
WQKX. News is on the way next. You know what's coming up later today. It's back to school, wise quality with 94KX. All you have to do is know the item of the day. And today's item is gala apples, or maybe you say gala apples, but they're delicious apples that are across between three different makings or breeds of apples, if you will. They're the ones that are red, but they also have a little yellow and sometimes some green in them. Gala apples, all you need to remember to win later on this afternoon with Mark Stevens as we head back to school with Wise Marcus.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
If you're feeling stuck behind a mask, I know it sucks, but there is something that you ought to try. A special way for you to prove that you aren't insane. It won't even get you high. Just hold out your arm, it'll work like a charm. It's gonna keep you alive. J&J, Moderna, even Pfizer won't hurt you. Come on, listen, pass this time. CDC, FDA saying,
get
vaccinated. We know it's safe. The vaccination by
Yeah.
So if you love life, right, don't want to die, you need to go right to the pharmacy. Get vaccinated.
Okay, I ain't the greatest. There is debating on it.
Anyway.
Nice try by Dua Lipa. Get vaccinated. On the way, Jimmy Fallon with the late night soundbite. He's talking about some of the weird stuff happening with the airlines and also a truck full of deodorant that exploded. Birthday buddies and more. It's Morgan in the Morning. Happy birthday to Rosanna as we head into birthday buddies.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Rosanna Arquette is 62 years old today. What does she have to do with the Toto song? Well, Toto named the Grammy Award-winning mega hit Rosanna after Rosanna Arquette because she was dating keyboard player Steve Porcaro. Now, supposedly, the song isn't anything about her. It was just the inspiration for the title. Sure. You remember Rosanna Arquette also had a brief fling with Peter Gabriel. That inspired Peter to write In Your Eyes. Yeah, that's the song playing as John Cusack holds the boombox over his head in the movie Say Anything. Yeah. So those were interesting inspirations. Happy birthday. Hey, also, it's the birthday of Kylie Jenner. She's 24. And let's see if I can get this guy's name right. Lucas Till, he's 31. Who is Lucas Till? Well, if you watch any TV, he's the new MacGyver. Now, I don't watch that much TV, and I certainly don't watch Lucas Till. I'm sorry. I'm kind of a classic MacGyver fan. There's the theme to the original MacGyver. Remember that guy? A paperclip, a piece of chewing gum, and some scotch tape, and he could save the world! MacGyver. Anyway, happy birthday, Lucas. Happy birthday also to Michael Bibbins of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freezer.
You remember that trio in the 90s, man? They were great. Bibbins was one of the bees in Belle Biv DeVoe. Also, a big happy birthday to John Farris, one of the many Farris brothers in NXS. It was like the whole Farris family, and Michael Hutchins up front, who was practically raised by the Farris family. So happy birthday to John Farris, 60 years old tonight. Can we play the song? I'm a huge NXS fan.
21st century is yesterday.
All right. Happy birthday to one of the Ferris boys. Let's head to the jungle now. Yeah, it sounds like a Disney movie, but it's not. Ian Anderson is 74 years old today. Ian Anderson is the front man of Jethro Tull. Yeah, don't call him Jethro Tull. There's no Jethro Tull in the band Jethro Tull. It's Ian Anderson, all right? Just a little correct. It's kind of like, which one of you is Steely? Which one of you is Dan? Neither. Which one of you is Pink? Which one of you is Floyd? No, just stop it. You got to get it right. Oh, by the way, Ronnie Spector is 78 years old today. She's Ronnie from Ronnie and the Ronettes. Be my little baby. Eddie Money also liked to sing with her back in the day. Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now let's take a look at the locals. We call them birthday buddies. I miss my buddy Lynn Hall. She'll be back next week, I hope. All right. Happy birthday to Allie Stevens. Boy, that name sounds familiar. Allie, we love you here. We always will. She's in our news department when we need her. Allie is just shy of Nifty 50. I'm betting she's holding at 49 for the rest of her life. Angela Dorman from Mifflinburg is 48 today. Angelina Marchinsky is 37. Happy birthday to Elizabeth Marshall from Sunbury, 37. Heather DeLong from Sunbury, 49. Jamie Swartz from Middleburg, 46. Happy birthday to Jason Stover from Mifflinburg, 36. Joe Walter, lordy, lordy, Jilly's 40. Joshua Alex from Sunbury, 33. Kimberly Red is 51 today. Roy Stickler from 57. I don't know where he's from. Doesn't say. Terry Chubb Jr., 43 today. Tina Fry. This is wild. Tina is another employee of SBC Media Group here. Tina is the Nifty 50. Is that okay that I said that, Tina? I hope, because Allie's only 49. Maybe you two guys could duke it out in the hall. I don't know. A lot of birthdays this month on our staff. A lot of August birthdays. Vicky Wren is 62. Wayne Yerger from Sunbury is 55. those are the people on our list. You know, you could easily get on the list yourself. All you have to do is get on the Ford Fun Line. It's not that hard. Get on the Ford Fun Line and let us know what you think as far as birthdays in your family, friends, coworkers, whatever. Ford Fun Line, absolutely toll-free at 1-800-326-94KX. You can also email, snail mail, whatever. I did have one on Facebook Messenger, and it seems to be gone. Something seems to be going wrong there. So I'm sorry, Heidi, if I missed your birthday buddy. Every day at this time, we do it. We like to call them birthday buddies. Coming up next, Mark's got the news, Rob's got the sports, super exciting. Steve has the AccuWeather forecast. Coming up between now and 8 o'clock, your chance to be a 94KX VIP. Yeah. For this weekend's George Thorogood concert at Spyglass. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Boy, we've had quite a summer this summer at Spyglass Ridge Winery. Last weekend's show was amazing with Blues Traveler and the two opening acts, the two blues acts. They were amazing. If you weren't there, you missed a huge show. This Saturday is the return of George Thorogood. What did somebody tell me last Saturday as well? They're like, this food is better than a wedding reception. I said, it's bad to the bone. No, I didn't say that. I said, yeah, it is. You party at Three Beards for 2 hours, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Take your food out on the patio. Look down the hill at some of the warm-up acts. Listen to the sound checks. It really is an amazing time. You park up top VIP style. You get your VIP bracelets. You party for 2 hours. Then you head down the hill to the SBC Media VIP tent to watch the show right up against the stage. Is that cool or what? Yeah, it is. I'm excited about the return of George Thorogood this weekend. You want in? VIP style? Now's your chance.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four as always. You got to be 21 or better. Good luck. It's Morgan in the Morning. 94KX, this is caller four.
Yes.
Yes. Who is this?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Are you bad to the bone?
Yeah.
Bad to the bone. That's not bad. It's not as good as George, but hey, Gina, you're on your way to Spyglass this Saturday, VIP style.
All right, that's awesome.
Yeah, you and a guest will park up top VIP style there. You'll get your VIP bracelets into Three Beards. And from Three Beards, the party goes on for 2 hours. And then you roll down the hill to the SBC Media Tent where, yeah, there's more partying. And the show happens right in front of you. What do you think?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, where are you from, Gina?
Cole Township.
Okay, yeah, work right now or you at home?
Work. I know, but you gotta do it.
You got it. You gotta work for the weekend, and that's not even a Thorogood song.
That's true.
Congratulations, Gina.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Okay, moms and dads, listen carefully. If you want a theme party for your kid for their birthday, you might not want to mess with Sasquatch. A Bigfoot-themed birthday party for a six-year-old. It didn't end well. Oh, sounds like the kids are having a good time, huh? Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this will be cute and fun. Mm-hmm. My kids didn't really have that reaction. I would just recommend it for a good time. Obviously, by the video, my kids thought so, too. They don't want her to come back, though.
Oh, they were having a good time? They were just a little scared? They don't want to come back, but they had a good time? Mom, are you kidding me? Okay, here's a little advice. If you're having a birthday party for your six-year-old, or if you're having a party for anybody, don't do anything.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
on 94KX.
Don't do anything that involves the words Bigfoot. Thank you. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, it's a Triad Tuesday, and there's nothing better than ice cream. I don't care what time of the day it is. You just ice cream, you scream, Wade and Ian scream for ice cream. There you go. We've got Route 11 Coffee and Cream with us this morning in the studio, but the cool part is they brought their truck and trailer, and it's parked right outside the back door. That's VIP treatment, isn't it, Wade?
It sure is, buddy.
Okay. Route 11 Coffee and Cream. Everybody's like, where is it? I can't find it. It's actually not hard to find. You're between Norrie and Danville, and here's how I say it. I say, it's the old car lot, the old Dick Kitchen car lot. That's right, right?
That's exactly. That's how I introduce it.
Right. There's a big sign out front. It looks like a coffee shop. It looks like an ice cream parlor. Why do you drive by it? Are you distracted by the cornfields or strong poles? I don't know. But anyway, you're in business now, and things are going well. It is ice cream season. Now, you could probably get an ice cream anywhere, but rolled ice cream, that's a different deal, right?
You won't get rolled ice cream in this area.
Right. So tell us about it. What is it?
So rolled ice cream is very similar to what's called Cold Stone, which most people are familiar with.
Okay.
Rolled ice cream is basically made from scratch, and it's made as fresh as it can be right in front of you.
All right. Now, Cold Stone is, I'm thinking, like, is it the opposite of brick oven pizza?
Exact opposite.
Okay, so yep. So what do? You have homemade ingredients and you just spill them onto the stone?
Onto the metal cold plate, which mm-hmm. is cold to minus 21 degrees.
Is it really?
Yep, and it's like a contact freeze. So you have about a minute to get the ingredients in it that the customer wants, and you spread it out evenly and you roll it and voila, you got ice cream.
Our very own Sam Tyler did a Facebook Live from your studio, or rather from your ice cream parlor when it first opened. She's been hooked ever since. So she's here, like right now. She wants to be part of it again. So once you eat rolled ice cream, do you ever go back to the other stuff?
I tell everybody you don't look at ice cream the same again after you do it.
Okay. All right. So you brought a couple flavors, and we're going out in the backyard to do a Facebook Live shortly. So stay with us, friends. Get ready to watch at work or at home. And if you can't, we'll archive it and show it to you later. We're going out to your trailer. It's about as big as a house.
It tows like a house.
Oh, does it really? Okay. And you're featuring two flavors for us today. Tell us about them.
Yep. We're featuring Cookies and Cream, which everybody knows what that is,
mm-hmm.
and Brownie Diva.
Tell me about that, because that caught my attention.
So Brownie Diva literally has a brownie chopped into it, and then it's covered with caramel and chocolate drizzle, and of course, whipped cream. You can't have ice cream without whipped cream.
No, you can't. And chocolate drizzle just fascinates me. don't we all wish we could drizzle chocolate? It's something. But anyway, so it's going to be like a rolled frozen brownie, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. That sounds delicious. You got a 19-year-old kid working for you. Doesn't that scare you? Because a skinny kid like that could probably eat 50 pounds of ice cream a day.
He scares me a lot, Tom, but I'd say it's the music they listen to. It's not that.
Well, he wasn't a Nickelback fan. I'll give you that much. Anyway, so we're heading out in the backyard. Tell us more about Coffee and Cream, Route 11 Coffee and Cream, between Norrie and Danville. We can't say it enough. What else you got going on there?
So Route 11 Coffee and Cream is just that. We have coffee. So basically, anything you can get at any of the other coffee places, you can get at our place. We have a drive-thru, which obviously a lot of people aren't familiar with, but we do have one there.
Okay, please get familiar with it, please.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're open 7 days a week till 9 o'clock at night. So come in and see us. Come in and have some coffee. And we have flavored coffees, whatever coffees, frozen coffees, whatever you want.
Here's what I'm thinking. Moms and dads, you're packing the kids into the car because you're going to the drive-in. You stop at Route 11 Coffee and Cream before you hit the point drive-in. What do you think?
That's a great idea, Tom.
There it is. Hey, do you mind if we head outside and spook around a little bit with your trailer?
We're ready. Let's do it.
All right. Try It Tuesday goes Facebook Live coming up. Stay with us. Also on the way, Tom's top list of the day. What do you really think of summer? We'll take a look at it. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Weiss Markets is proud to announce the grand opening of our Gas & Go at 400 West Walnut Street in Shamokin. Our rewards program allows customers to redeem points for up to $1 off per gallon of gas savings. Diesel now available. Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
Yes, it is, and we'll be live and on location Saturday morning from Weiss Markets in Shamokin. We'll explain Gas & Go and how you could save like up to $1 a gallon just by shopping at Wise Markets.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Tom's top list today is actually looking at percentage numbers. I know what you're thinking. It's been way too hot all summer long. But as soon as, you know, winter starts, you'll be hoping for summer. Well, that's actually how people live. According to a new poll, the average American is in a good mood for only 59% of the summer. That breaks down to only about 53 days out of the 90 days of summer. Or as we say, the 94 days of summer. We add four on. You know what we do. Right. The survey was conducted this summer, so the numbers are a little skewed because we're coming out of COVID. So some people are out of the house and they don't care what the weather is. But believe it or not, most people do not want summer to drag on. They talked about the other seasons as well. They don't like those seasons to drag on. People's favorite season is summer. And there are several mood boosters for summer, including flowers blooming, seeing the trees budding, and taking a walk in the park. See, sometimes I think that's actually spring. But on a side note, the survey also asked about sunscreen, just because it is summer. 99% of people, oh wait, check that, 96% of people say they don't wear sunscreen. Wow. Now, of the percentage that do wear sunscreen, only 57% say they wear it all the time. So be careful out there this summer and enjoy it with us and Tom's top numbers of the day. News is next. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Didn't Sam Tyler do like National Night Out last week? Why are we doing it again? Well, here's the deal. Some people like change the date. I know it's National Night Out, and National Night Out across the nation is already run and done. But Snyder County Night Out, that's something different. That's happening tonight. And it's the 9th annual. So you guys who know about it, you've been going to it for years. So you people who went to National Night Out, you got a second round now. That's pretty cool. So it's happening tonight. Make sure you, you're there early. It starts, you know, I say tonight, but it starts at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock till about 7 o'clock at the East Snyder Park, just outside Sealands Grove. I love that park. Mark Stevens will be there. He'll be hanging out. That'll be a lot of fun. So you get to meet him. He lives right there in Sealands Grove. So this is like, he grew up there. This is like his backyard. And he'll get to see how much the East Snyder Park has grown since he's grown. And let me tell you, that park is just gorgeous. So see 94KX live and on location there tonight. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we'll be at Play World Systems. And they're holding a walk-in career fair. So is that neat or what? It's at their Lewisburg headquarters. It starts at 6 in the morning, and it goes till like 4:30 in the afternoon. Sam will be there around lunchtime. Sam Tyler from 11 to 1, broadcasting live and talking about the jobs. We're talking about a lot of jobs. First and second shift welders. How about this? 19 to like 22 bucks an hour, depending on your experience. First and second shift general laborers, 15 to 18 bucks an hour. Second shift machine ops, $19 an hour. And shipping and loading, yeah, they need you too. About 15 bucks an hour. Play World believes that the world needs more play. Don't you? I know I do. Morgan in the Morning with some closing thoughts. I messed up my shirt doing the Facebook Live. Sam Tyler got ice cream all over my shirt. Anyway, closing thoughts on the way next. Morgan in the Morning. Well, first we paved the paradise, and now we invade outer space. Literally.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I only heard this. Elon Musk wants to put advertising in outer space.
What kind of stupid goddamn idea is this?
Well, I think it's stupid. It's not a popular concept, but he's got all the money in the world. And Elon says he's tired of people complaining. He's going to do it. Find a way to put advertising in outer space. Now, I'm thinking, maybe he teamed up with her own Michelle Mertz. I don't know. Maybe he teamed up with some advertising guru and has decided, what are they going to be, floating billboards? And who's going to see them? Space aliens? Oh, wait, passenger flights in outer space will see the advertising. Critics are saying he's, quote, raping our night sky. I tend to agree. We've got enough highways and byways to plaster billboards all over. Billboards that we don't even look at or only catch half the message. Why do we have to go to outer space?
What kind of stupid goddamn idea is this?
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.